broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for August 18th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 at 2. To promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property is our M.O. We believe in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, and believe it's the blueprint for liberty. We also endorse the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by the founders to make sure we the people don't get shut out of the game. But it takes our greater numbers. It takes active, educated, involved citizenry to get her done. We don't have enough of that. That's why Liberty Roundtable aims to educate, to encourage, and to point the way towards solutions. Welcome to the broadcast. Sam and Kurt last hour talking about Donald Trump. Now all the establishment folks are saying Donald could win the nomination and the White House. Will he or not? I don't think he will. Nevertheless, that's what the polls are saying. Also, Donald Trump, according to a new CNN poll, blows away competition on key issues. Trump received support from 24% of registered Republican voters, putting him 11 points ahead of his closest competitor by 11 points. Now, think about that. When you got 17 candidates and you got 24% of the vote, that is just amazing. It looks like Jeb Bush is second with 13%. Trump and Bush were followed by Ben Carson at 9%. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican Senator of Florida. And Wisconsin Governor at 8%. That's Scott Walker. Rand Paul, 6%. Ted Cruz. Carly Fiorina. And Ohio Governor John Kasich, all three of those, 5%, Huckabee at 4. There you have it. So that's the Trumpster. The polls are saying he's rocking. Do you trust CNN? You cool with CNN? And their poll? I'm not that comfortable with it. Donald Trump blows away competitors on several key issues in stunning new poll. That's the headline. What key issues are we talking about? Well, Donald really doesn't flesh out much detail on hardly anything. Bill O'Reilly sounds off on it and says he doesn't need to. Everybody loves his against the mainstream wimp politician view. Refreshing, and they don't care if he has answers. That's what Bill O'Reilly says. But Donald Trump has started to increase his education on policy and stake out somewhat his positions. In fact, when it comes to immigration, Ann Coulter says that it's the most brilliant document, that's the immigration policy of Donald Trump, since the Magna Carta. I wouldn't go that far, but at least he has some details. Let's talk about him. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. So Donald Trump releases immigration reform plan designed to get Americans back to work, is what it says.
Yeah, it's a pretty, well, long, detailed immigration policy position paper, they call it. This paper walks through exactly what steps he would go through as president to help American workers, it says. Firstly, it says Trump argues a nation without borders is not a nation. I agree with that. And then he says, as such, he writes,
now hold on,
there must be a
wall. The libertarian view, though, Kurt would say,
yeah,
you know what, we don't need to lock down borders and lock down a wall. People are free to associate, and people are free to move around, and if you lock somebody out, you can also lock somebody in, and borders aren't the answer. Now, I don't agree with that view. I'm just telling you the libertarian view. I agree we need to have serious border patrol, but I don't really believe in a wall. But nevertheless, Donald Trump says we got to first lock the borders and we got to build a wall on the border. Wasn't this discussed in every election cycle for the last three or four, Kurt?
Well, the reason it's discussed, Sam, is it's such a key issue. Pat Buchanan calls it the issue of the century, which is a pretty good issue, you know what I mean? I mean, he's kind of not known for overstatement, I don't think Pat Buchanan is, and yet, you know, if he calls immigration the issue of the century, it's pretty important. And anyway, Trump goes on, he says, secondly, a nation
without laws. Well, before we go on, do you believe in a wall, Kurt?
Well, you know, a wall, a fence, you know, you look at the Great Wall of China, it certainly makes it a little more difficult for bad guys to get in. I'm not saying it makes it impossible, but it makes it a little more difficult. Just like, you know, you have walls on your house, you know, and not too many people are excited about, you know, no walls on their house or no fences, et cetera, you know, to protect themselves. There's the sad thing is there are bad guys, Sam. There are bad people out there. There are good people. Don't get me wrong.
But I get all that. You support a wall.
At least it sounds like a pretty common sense kind of issue. One person's wall probably a little different than another person's wall.
Right.
The Great Wall of China is pretty impressive, you know, to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to follow the Chinese in anything, but okay. So there you have it, though.
I like Chinese food.
I do, too. Kurt wants a wall, I think.
Well, I'm just simply saying that,
you're saying it's a good idea.
We've been promised about the fence. We've been promised about this or that. You know, and the sad thing is, if it was just to keep out honest people that are trying to find work or trying to save themselves, hey, I wouldn't be worried as much about that. But, you know, there are bad people that recognize that we have a porous border, right?
You're right about that. There's no question. Yeah. But we agree on that something needs to be done. A nation without borders is not a nation. And I agree with that point. Whether the wall is the best plan or there's better ways with technology to do this might be up for discussion. But, and here's what I'm going to give Trump credit for. At least he's pointing out something that nobody else has the guts to point out. Look, a nation without borders is not a nation. We've got to have some kind of border. We got to have some kind of plan. There must be a wall across the southern border, says Trump. Secondly, Trump argues, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, he says a nation without laws is not a nation. And, you know, the other thing I was going to say on this whole Trump thing, so many of the other politicians have done the other deal where they're like, hey, man, I don't want to upset any of those illegals because they could vote for me. And yet they forget about all the other people that are already here that are saying, hey, man, this is a messed up deal. And, you know, at least Donald Trump, if he's, I don't really think he's just reading the tea leaves, but when Pat Buchanan says it's the issue of the century, it means it's very important to the American people.
I agree with that. Now, secondly, Trump says a nation without laws is not a nation. And I agree with him. He's right on that, right as rain. I don't know what laws he wants or what he would point to for the law. Which might be a different discussion entirely. I'd love to interview the Trump, but I don't know how to get a hold of him. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, it's kind of ironic. He's publishing everybody else's phone numbers, but yet not his own. And so anyway, if you don't know how to get a hold of Trump, any listeners, let me know. I would love to interview him. But he's right. A nation without laws is not a nation. And we need to obey the supreme law and return to the supreme law. Now, if you say, Sam, the supreme law is no good, we can debate that all day long, but it is the law. Let's return to it.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, a nation that does not serve its own citizens is not a nation. Again, Kurt, I have to agree with that.
Yep.
So he says any immigration plan must improve jobs, wages, and security for all Americans.
That's the part in the Constitution where it says, you know, the general welfare. You know, some people think that that means a whole welfare system. But, you know, just to make sure that, you know, your country is basically serving its citizens, taking care of things so that, hey, it's a good place to live. He does detail a lot of different things, putting American workers first over the interest of foreign workers, foreign nations, and special interests. Trump, I guess they say, is the first and only presidential candidate this cycle who's done this and gone into this level of policy detail.
Well, and great, I agree, and he deserves credit for that, but this is the only issue that he's done so on. The other problem is he needs to go into more policy detail because no one knows where he stands. A lot of the other politicians may not have gone into such policy detail, but we know where they stand because they have a record, like Rand Paul, for instance.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Trump does detail quite a bit where he stands on immigration. A lot of it I agree with, a lot of it I disagree with, but part of the reason he needs to have some kind of a fleshing out of his beliefs, Kurt, is because he doesn't have a track record. No one knows where he stands. In fact, he has a lot of different statements over the years that really conflict, and he has no track record of any kind to document where he stands, whereas a lot of these other politicians do have records. You can look at Rand Paul's record, for example, and get a real handle on where Rand Paul stands on things. So that's kind of the deal. But you got to give Donald Trump credit. A nation without borders is not a nation. We need to build a wall at the border. A nation without laws is not a nation. A nation that does not serve its own citizens is not a nation. Real immigration reform puts the needs of working people first, not wealthy globe-trotting donors. Now, what's fascinating is he says that real immigration reform, but yet he's been one of those globe-trotting wealthy donors, right, Kurt? So that's what I mean by it's a little bit like the pot calling the kettle black scenario. Yeah. Trump does wisely call for end of welfare abuse. Now, Kurt, I commend that. Remember, I was the one that laid out an immigration plan before Trump did, and a lot of the points that I nailed, he hit too, which is we got to get rid of the welfare. We got to get rid of these anchor baby scenarios. Those are the two biggest magnets bringing people here for the wrong reasons. Welfare and anchor baby kind of scenarios, and Trump nails both of those, Kurt.
That's a great point. He goes on to say, he says decades of disastrous trade deals and immigration policies have destroyed our middle class. His position paper reads, quote, today, nearly 40% of black teenagers are unemployed. Nearly 30% of Hispanic teenagers are unemployed. For black Americans without high school diplomas, the bottom has fallen out. More than 70% were employed in 1960 compared to less than 40% in 2000. Across the economy, the percentage of adults in the labor force has collapsed to a level not experienced in generations. As CBS News wrote in a piece entitled America's Incredible Shrinking Middle Class, if the middle class is the economic backbone of America, then the country is developing osteoporosis, end quote. Anyway, that's a pretty good phrase,
I agree.
He goes on to say.
And again, a lot of what he has to say is right. He talks about the jobs scenario. He talks about how we got these visas that bring in all kinds of foreign workers. We ought to give Americans a shot at that first and cancel some of these visa programs, bringing in millions and millions of immigrants to get educated and take our jobs. He's right on that stuff, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He goes on to talk about that influx of foreign workers, just as you mentioned, saying that half of all immigrants and their U.S.-born children currently live in or near poverty, including more than 60% of Hispanic immigrants. You know, it reminds you of this idea that if you're in a boat and you take on too many people that are maybe in the water, you will sink the boat after a while. He goes
and
on
that's
to
a
say,
wise point that we can only assimilate so fast. I agree with that, too.
Yep. He says, every year we voluntarily admit another 2 million new immigrants, guest workers, refugees, and dependents, growing our existing all-time historic record population of 42 million immigrants. He writes, we need to control the admission of new low-earning workers in order to help wages grow, get teenagers back to work, aid minorities, rise into the middle class to help schools and communities falling behind, and to ensure our immigrant members of the national family become part of the American dream. Additionally, we need to stop giving legal immigrant visas to people bent on causing us harm, from the 9/11 hijackers to the Boston bombers and many others. Our immigration system is being used to attack us.
He's right about that, and that's why I said we need to shut that illegal door big time and open an appropriate legal pathway. And he documents quite a bit how he'd do that. Now, I don't really like how he quotes the black people and the this and the that. And he's got a point, but what you're starting to do is race bait if you're not very careful with that. And so I don't want to talk about black people versus white people as if it's a contest. I want to talk about Americans as a unified group and how we can improve the lot of everyone. Now, Trump says this, and it's another point that I nailed on. I said it differently, though, than he did, Kurt, but the point's generally the same. He says this: applicants for entry into the United States should be required to certify that they can pay for their own housing, their own health care, and other needs before coming to the United States. Now, I agree. I put it differently, though. Not many people could certify that, Kurt. Not at all. However, if you could document a sponsor that would help with those needs, then I think a lot of people could get it done. And so I had talked about the same principle, but using a sponsor. If you could document that either you have the wherewithal or you have a sponsor that will sign on the line for your wherewithal. Now you're getting somewhere. Trump believes there should be an end to birthright citizenship, and boy, do I agree with that, Kurt. This idea that if your mommy gets across the border before the baby pops out, then hey, you're a citizen. That's got to go. No common sense nation would do that at all. Trump also believes there should be, quote, nationwide e-verify. And he believes that such a simple measure will protect jobs for Americans. I reject that, Kurt. I'm against e-verify. I don't think the federal government has any authority to create a database on me, Kurt, or on you. And there's no logical reason why the employer should be required to use some government federal system to confirm appropriate employment measures first. So I'm against nationwide e-verify. Trump also calls for a mandatory return of any criminal aliens in our country to their home countries. I agree with that completely, Kurt. And I think we could really, if we got tough on it, really nail a lot of these countries and say, you know what? If you don't take these people back and get it done, you're simply out. No foreign aid for you. The Obama administration has released 76,000 aliens from its custody with criminal convictions since 2013 alone, Trump wrote. He's right, Kurt. He also got, or he also was, wrote that we ought to have detention, or the detention of illegal aliens caught crossing the border. In other words, not a catch and release program. He's right, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
In other words, not catch and release. Now, he says, as has been done under President Obama, which I agree with, but that's not really fair. It's been done for decades under both parties, Kurt.
Yep. Good point.
But this catch and release idea has got to go. No question about it. Yeah. I'm just not sure a wall is the best way to achieve that. I think there's better ways. But nevertheless, illegal aliens apprehended crossing the border must be detained and sent home. No more catch and release. Now, Trump believes that America should defund sanctuary cities as well. He's really taking a page out of the Republican blue book, Kurt. That's their big thing now. Trump believes that America should defund sanctuary cities.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe we should do more than just defund sanctuary cities, Kurt. I think we should hold those who are participating in that as engaging in criminal subversive to the nation activity.
And so much of this can be corrected if you have the federal government doing what it's supposed to do, and that is not all these programs and all these things, all these handouts. If that wasn't happening, there would be a whole lot less of the problem, in my opinion.
He also believes that somehow federal cops should work alongside local cops to apprehend criminals. I don't know if I agree with that either. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. 669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so it's kind of amazing. A lot of Trump's plan mirrors the plan that I laid out before Donald Trump laid out his, Kurt. It really does. It's not perfect, but it's pretty close. He stands for E-Verify. I'm against it because I don't think there's any constitutional authority for the government to be involved there. Secondly, I agree with him on sanctuary cities. However, I would say that if the federal government does their job on the border, sanctuary cities would simply dry up and go out of existence. I agree with Trump on so many points. It's strikingly, I should say this, it's almost scary because I really question if Trump genuinely believes in this plan. Nevertheless, I agree with a lot of his points. I don't really believe it's the government's responsibility to create jobs, though. But I do believe a friendly environment to support the economy is good. But I'm against this idea where they want federal cops to work alongside local cops. They want ISIS to work alongside local cops, and Kurt, to apprehend criminals and stuff like that. I'm not
you
really
said
aboard
ISIS,
with that.
You mean ICE, probably, right?
Or ICE, probably, yeah, sorry. Good point. Yeah, ICE. Yeah. You're right. You're exactly right. I don't really agree with that, Kurt, because I think ICE is unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. What I mean is I support the Border Patrol, and I support legitimate efforts on the national scale to protect the borders and handle immigration. That's a constitutional federal government responsibility. I support that. What I don't support is at some point turning these national cops into, pretty soon it's like, what do you need a local cop for? The national cops got it, buddy. And pretty soon, hey, the world cops have it. What do you need, a national cop for when you have the peacekeepers there, at some point, we start to cross jurisdictional concerns. We start to violate checks and balances. We need to be very careful there, and I disagree with Trump on that. I don't disagree that we got to shut down the illegal door without question, but I don't really believe that a border fence is the answer. Countries that don't have freedom have big walls. Just remember that. All right, any other tidbits from this, Kurt, that you want to highlight?
I think that pretty well covers it.
All right, then it looks like Ron Paul's in the news. Ron Paul's in the news, and he's saying something interesting, Kurt.
Yeah, he's basically talking about China's move to devalue their currency. He says it roiled the markets last week, and it stoked new fears about the health of the world's third largest economy. However, according to Ron Paul, the move may have given Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen the cover she needs to not raise rates later this year, as many market participants expect. He said when he was on CNBC's Futures Now He said she's going to be more hesitant to raise rates because she sees how fragile the global economy is. It's kind of interesting how much cover they're given, how much exposure they're giving Ron Paul now after the, after he ran for president back in 2012. But anyway, he said she's under the gun. I could be wrong, but I don't think they are going to raise interest rates, according to the former Republican presidential candidate. You know, no throwing in about libertarian or anything like that there. Just, all clean now. A rapidly slowing Chinese economy adds just another headwind, he says, for an already struggling U.S. economy. He said, I think there's going to be enough problems existing, whether it's the Chinese precipitating some crisis or whether it's our economy breaking down. By Paul's reasoning, the Fed is too scared to raise interest rates in the middle of an already weak recovery and risk sending the U.S. economy back into recession or worse. Quote, they're terrified of 1937, end quote, said Paul, who has long called for a day of reckoning that will lead to the collapse of both the fixed income and equity markets. The Fed chief does not want to be responsible for the depression that I think we've been in the midst of all along, he added in a research note. Anyway, the bottom line is, he said, everything is vulnerable. So we're living in very dangerous times. What say you about all this, Sam?
Well, I think he's right. I think that the economy is not near as robust as they want us to believe. And Trump basically tells you that. I mean, look at Trump's point towards immigration reform. His whole point is, look, the economy is horrible because of the immigration problem. And I think to a great degree, he's correct, Kurt. Ross Perot, literally 20 plus years ago, said, hey, we adopt these NAFTA and GATT and these bogus treatments of foreign countries that create an advantage to them. In other words, an unequal playing field to our disadvantage. And you're going to hear a sucking sound. Jobs are going to be gone. And everybody laughed and snickered and mocked as he drew circles on the board and stuff like that. But the fact is, he was absolutely correct. We have absolutely decimated our economy. And the way to bring it back is to incentivize Americans and business and et cetera. And so Trump has a lot to say that's valuable. How do we separate the wheat from the chaff, though? In other words, how do we get the milk and how do we avoid the bad stuff? And that's kind of why I'm concerned about Trump's plans. Is every time you look around, hey, federal cops partnering with local cops on the streets of your town, forced e-verify compliance by employers, doesn't sound like a big old wall like China or any tyrannical nation puts up. None of those things sound very friendly to me, Kurt. So he's got a lot of great ideas, but you got to look into the devil with the details to find out. Well, Ron Paul is exactly right. Hey, I don't think they can raise the interest rates, Kurt. They're looking for an excuse not to, in my humble opinion. And I think Ron's right.
It's rather interesting to see that, and it's how I've got the little words on both sides of the van, Ron Paul, and so every so often I'll get stopped by somebody who said, hey, what's he say now? What's going on or whatever? Or the other day, it was like about the first time I ever heard this, but somebody was, they made an effort to basically say, that they didn't like that, they were upset. Most folks see it, and at least the ones that comment are the ones that are big fans of his. But it's an interesting time. There are those that are really thinking that, some big changes are coming real soon. And I told one individual that asked me lately about it. I said, well, I'd be surprised, but, it sure is smart to be prepared. Right, Sam?
Yeah. It's hard to know where to go with some of these things, Kurt, because I don't really believe there's a single person who's articulating what we really need done in America. I really don't. Just because somebody's saying a couple of good things doesn't mean like I want to endorse that. Okay. Now, China's moving to devalue their currency, Kurt. This is just one poignant example of what's going on here. How do you compete with that, Kurt, with free trade and international guidelines and world courts and stuff? How do you deal with that?
Well, and, you know, that's a key point that I think even Trump is bringing up as well, is, you know, these other countries, you know, as we deal with them, and that's one of the key federal government roles. In the past, you know, we dealt with them with the tariffs. But when we get to this whole move of, you know, quote, free trade and all that kind of stuff, it can literally decimate, you know, big sections of our economy when other countries unfairly support certain industries and then flood our economy or our country with low-priced goods. And in the end, it takes over, you know. It's just, that's what's happening, you know, and if the Fed were, or the, excuse me, I shouldn't say the Fed, the federal government were really doing its part, then it would move to protect those things just as a good policeman would move to protect the citizenry.
Yeah, it wouldn't be free trade, Curtis, it'd be fair trade. We would put things in place that say, hey, when economies are running properly, when they have free markets, we would lower the trade barriers and do business with them. When they basically dump products on the market, in other words, with government-forced support or government subsidies, then we would put tariffs at the border to say, you know what, that's not playing fair. We're not doing that. You're not participating in the world's biggest economy if you do it. And so we would have fair trade, not free trade. And the tariffs at the border would serve two purposes. One, it would create the just needed funds to fund our government. It would take that off the burden of the taxpayer. But it would also act as a tourniquet when companies and countries behave properly in the free market, would let competition prosper, the consumer, if you will. And when countries or companies didn't play ball fairly, didn't appropriately deal with the free market, then we would simply use that tourniquet to say, hey, we're not doing business with you until you change. This is wrong. It's not how we play. It's not how we have the greatest economy in the world. And you know what? Would reward good behavior and simply reject bad behavior. All right, looks like the Adobe Flash Player, which everybody hates, Kurt, this is a tech story. The Adobe Flash Player is soon to be unsupported in the Chrome web browser. We'll talk about what that means in seconds, then we'll talk about this Texas marriage scenario. We'll do it all in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Kurt. Looks like, what do we want to say here? Adobe Flash Player is soon to be unsupported in Chrome. Do you know what Adobe Flash Player is, Kurt?
Isn't that that thing that every so often it says Adobe something has crashed? And
yeah, every so often or all the time, okay. Sir.
Well, I mean,
yeah, it's not. It's the thing that either bugs me in two cases. One, when it crashes all the time, or two, when it asks me to upgrade all the time.
Yeah.
It's so obnoxious, I can't stand it.
You don't like that?
However, it is at the heart of a lot of the things we do on the internet, Kurt. You're using Adobe Flash when you watch YouTube on down to a gazillion websites.
Mm-hmm.
So is it good? Yeah, it is. Eventually, we've got to rid ourselves of such, I'm going to use the term problemware, Kurt. It's problems. So anyway, Adobe Flash Player is soon to be unsupported in Chrome. Now, I don't know if that means they won't let you install it or they just mean that it won't. I'm not sure, but I guess it's going to basically be taken out, and you won't be able to use it. And I think that's good because everybody's moving to HTML5. You don't need to know the details. They're just moving to a more stable playback video scenario, Kurt. So there you go. Thought I'd bring that to your attention just for your gee whiz tech collection.
So that's a plus, right?
I think so, personally, yeah. I know it's at the heart of a lot of what we do, but it's just a horrible solution. It crashes all the time. It needs to be upgraded all the time. The third problem with it is there's vulnerabilities every time you turn around. That's why so many upgrades. Every time you turn around, they found some way to hack. And Adobe's always at the center of it. All right, next story. There's a complaint filed against Texas judge. Get married or go to jail order. Kurt, do you even understand this story?
Well, you know, this guy, you know, this is a Reuters piece, Texarkana, Texas. I guess what was going on, Sam, and the only reason we're hearing about it is the, quote, Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a complaint. Now, typically, whenever they file a complaint, I pretty much am thinking, hey, whoever did this did something good here. But anyway, here's what they say in the story. Misconduct complaint has been filed against an East Texas judge for giving a man who pleaded guilty to assault a choice of going to jail or getting married and ordering him to write Bible verses. Yep, some evil judge. Anyway, the judge, I guess, gave this kid Justin Bundy, no relation to Cliven, as far as I know. The guy's 21 years old. The choice of marrying his girlfriend, Elizabeth Janes, she's 19, by the way, and being released on probation or spending 15 days in jail after he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault. Bundy, who had gotten into a fight with Janes' former boyfriend, chose to get married. The judge also ordered Bundy to write Bible verses and attend counseling. That's according to a transcript of the proceedings that were obtained by a broadcaster down there, KLTV in Tyler, Texas. Rogers, by the way, could not be reached for comment. Sam Grover, he's a staff attorney for the foundation. That's this member, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Sure, got to have that. But anyway, that these guys that filed the complaint, he said the judge had violated his ethical duties. I would kind of like to ask him, where do you get your ideas of what's ethical? You know, I mean, if you don't have any religion, I mean, you should be able to just make that up as you go, Sam. But anyway, he went on to say he had violated his ethical duties and his behavior was unacceptable. He said it violates the personal liberties of the couple, and ordering them the writing of Bible verses is clearly a violation of the separation of church and state. I would add so-called separation of church and state. This is what he said in an interview. By the way, the judge received his law degree from Texas Tech and his bar license. Does that mean he got a license to go into a bar? Anyway, in 1974, he does not have a disciplinary history. That means they haven't got after him before. The couple who had talked about eventually getting married but didn't have immediate wedding plans, they're happy they've tied the knot, but they say they didn't appreciate being forced into it. That's what they told the TV station, Sam. So, anyway, there's your wedding, you know, forced wedding or go-to-jail story out of Texas.
Can a judge even order this, Kurt?
I mean, Sam,
I don't understand where a judge can even do this, sir.
Hold on.
I think the judge should be citizen arrested on the spot, drugged before the county attorney. And I'm telling you, somebody ought to take off the gloves. Who does this thug judge think he is?
Now,
this is crazy, Kurt.
But judges, Sam.
Dude, this is America. Take off that sucker's robe, toss him in the clink, and give him his day in court.
In a state like Utah, for example, where the people say, hey, we want a traditional, you know, one man, one woman marriage, you know, a single judge has the power, Sam, to literally just say, never mind, to all those people. So, you know, a judge pretty much can, I don't know, much difference between him and a king. Do you? At least.
No, that's kind of my reason that I'm kind of getting so bold in my criticism of this guy. It's like
warmed up
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you have that, Kurt. I don't even know what to think about that. I mean, I really don't, in terms of what do you do when these rogue thugs just get belligerent.
So you're on the side of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, then, Sam, is what you're saying.
What? No.
This is how they do that.
Wait a minute. They're on. Wait a minute. Just because the clock's right once a day, Kurt, that doesn't mean.
I know, but this is how that works, isn't it? Isn't this how that works for you? If you don't come down on the judge's side, then, hey, man, you're the you're on the side of the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Well,
they
may be right with me on this for different reasons, Kurt.
Separation.
That's possible.
I know. Good point.
But I'm not at all.
This is how they do it, though, you know. And I mean, it's like Ron Paul when he says federal government shouldn't be, you know, doing anything about marijuana laws. So then next thing, hey, Ron Paul wants everybody to smoke marijuana, right? I mean,
that's how they roll. You're exactly right. You've absolutely nailed it. And that's why, see, then we just find ourselves going, wait a minute, no, and digging ourselves out of a trench instead of making any appropriate advance on our real goals. It's amazing how that happens. And I do that to you a lot. So you're this, right, Kurt? And I'm trying to demonstrate the absurd, which you just nailed perfectly, which is that's exactly what they do. And then I'm going, wait, hold on. No, that's not what. I mean, it's crazy. And so, I mean, even the SPLC or sometimes the ACLU or this whacked out group, you know, once in a while they're actually correct on something. I may not agree with their even reasoning oftentimes. For example, the liberals are anti-war, and I'm anti-war, but for totally different reasons, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so your point's well taken, and you nailed that beautifully to demonstrate the point, which is, hey, you just can't even dig yourself out of these holes with the way they manipulate things. Complaint filed against Texas judge over get married or go to jail order. What do you think about that, get married or go to jail order, though, Kurt? I don't believe in that force that you should force people to do anything. However.
That's a good point.
However, I will say this, though. I personally am okay with, you know what? And you can use the Bible, you can use whatever you want to, but helping people with reform ideas and giving people kind of a role model for a new view in a better way is certainly appropriate, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. But Sam, and it's interesting to me at least, when the Freedom From Religion, group, they want to argue that, hey man, this is unethical. And I'm like, where do these ethics
come from? I'll tell you what's unethical.
You know, I mean, if you're going to have ethics, I mean, who writes that? Freedom From Religion Association? You know, I mean, they're wanting to take God out of the mix. Well, if you take him out of the mix, there's really nothing there. Is there, Sam?
No, and that's the whole point, that if you say there's no moral compass, there's no absolutes, there's no guideline for a better way beyond government, you've lost the battle already, Kurt. Maybe. That's why even people who are well-meaning try to take God out of the discussion. They'll never get it done, Kurt. Because if you don't have anything to appeal above government for your moral absolutes, then there is not. My word's as good as yours. Killing people's as good as keeping people alive. How do you debate I'm wrong?
Yep.
And you really can't. Somebody would say, well, because life is a good thing. I mean, nature promotes life. Well, nature promotes death, too. Just look at the animal kingdom if you don't believe me. If you really question me, go hang out with the lions in Africa and see how long you last. Okay, I'm just going to say it. We can make all kinds, as long if we don't have any guidance from a greater being that sets the standard for us, or a greater source than government, we've lost the battle indeed. Because everything becomes relative. Everything becomes a debate. Everything becomes who can, favor the best pros. And I'm pretty good at it. I hope to use my talents, though, to promote good things. To promote stability and safety for the right. To stand for principled viewpoints based on absolutes that are given to us by a loving Father in heaven. That's what I hope to do. And, some people choose differently. They're free to choose that. But they're not free to force their will on me. That's the whole point. All right, thanks for being along. Great work, Kurt. We appreciate it. You can turn any phone into a radio anytime, anywhere, any phone. Simply smile and dial 712-432-5339. The number, 712-432-5339. We're live at On Demand on the Roku Player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and On Demand Radio free on your Roku. Also, LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people can restore America. This nation shall endure.